And here's something Lincoln, Nebraska is proud of. It has one of the lowest jobless numbers in the country. For years, even at the depths of the Great Recession, this city of nearly 300,000 ranked at the top of the nation for its high number of people working. And on a recent visit, NPR's David Shaper found Lincoln working hard at keeping and drawing talent.
Lincoln, Nebraska is not an economic utopia, but it might be close. It never really had the housing boom, so there was no bust. The agricultural economy remained strong, boosting the entire Great Plains region, and
compared to most parts of the region, Lincoln has done even a little bit better.
That's economist Eric Thompson, director of the Bureau of Business Research at the University of Nebraska. He notes that Lincoln is home to that major university and the state capital, and there are a lot of jobs related to those community anchors.
However, Lincoln's economy is still primarily a private sector economy. There's a significant manufacturing presence in the city and also a large service sector.
That includes insurance, finance, healthcare, and one of the biggest employers in Lincoln is the railroad, BNSF. And Thompson says what gives Lincoln an extra edge is its workforce. The city ranks high in educational attainment, as a large share of the population has graduated high school and attended college. And he says there's a very strong work ethic.
I like to sum that up by saying people in Lincoln have very good resumes. Their education looks solid. They have a very strong work history, and people with those characteristics just tend to have lower unemployment rates.
Remember, folks, this is a great place to live and work. Let's make sure we go do great work. Have a great day.
Across town, the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce recently celebrated the city's economic success, but business leaders here are concerned about one problem. There's a labor shortage. Nick Cusick is owner and CEO of Bison Incorporated, a company that manufactures sporting equipment.
Certainly as an employer who hires a lot of employees at all levels, all kinds of skill levels, but particularly in the trades, welders and machinists and those kind of people, it does make it difficult to find workers.
And as a manufacturer with growing needs, Cusick says he could take his business elsewhere.
We have plenty of opportunities. We have plenty of people knocking on our doors wanting us to move somewhere else. The trade-off between the quality of the workers and the quantity of workers is the thing that will always keep me in Lincoln. I like the culture of Lincoln. I like the hardworking employees that we have. I just think Lincoln's the place we will always be.
So to boost training in the manufacturing trades, Lincoln's public high schools and community college are developing a career academy. The greater challenge, says Mayor Chris Beitler, is making Lincoln a place where young people want to grow up and stay.
Our children are going to other places. We had the wealth of intellectual knowledge. We had well-educated young people. And instead of using that to build our own community, we were letting that resource go to other places.
On a walking tour of an area called the Haymarket, Beitler says Lincoln has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in revitalizing its downtown to create a more culturally vibrant urban center.
This is our old warehouse district.
Beitler points to old brick warehouse buildings that are being developed into loft-style offices and apartments, along with new bars, restaurants, and hotels. It's a public-private partnership that has renovated some older properties while building some new ones, including a 15,000-seat arena that anchors a new entertainment district. If I had been here 5 years ago, 10 years ago, what would I be seeing here?
This very place where we're walking, down Canopy Street, you would be walking on oily gravel and rock because this was the old railroad yard.
And how many people lived in this neighborhood a decade ago?
None.
Now hundreds live there and more are coming. The stable job market and newer opportunities in a surprisingly strong high-tech sector are also bringing some people from New York, San Francisco, and the Silicon Valley into what some are calling Lincoln, Nebraska's Silicon Prairie. David Shaper, NPR News.